team's had 30-plus points through the past four games. What do you think are the biggest factors in getting more on the scoreboard?
You know, it's as simple as not committing penalties and not turning the ball over and being successful on third downs, putting yourself in good situations to have short third downs. I think the last five games, you can kind of tell our offense is playing a lot better, and, you know, we're starting to play well in Norv's system, and he's a great offense coordinator, and, you know, once you kind of get things clicking on all cylinders, you know, it can be a great offense. So,
when you look at the way Matt ran downhill as hard as he did yesterday, I mean, we've seen glimpses of that throughout the year, but not as much consistently, especially early on in that game. Mm-hmm. What did that show?
Matt's a hard runner. I mean, I wouldn't want to meet him in the gab and hit that guy. But, I think it has to do with the offensive line opening holes and, just him one-on-one with the guy. And, you know, it just comes down to his will to win, which most of the cases he will. He's a great, great runner, great short yardage runner, great goal line runner. So we can always count on him to score those touchdowns.
It seems like you guys as a line really kind of gotten on the same page with him in terms of knowing what he needs and him knowing what you guys do.
It just goes with practice. And, like I've said before, obviously we've had guys go down, but, you know, other guys are willing to step up and do a great job in there. And, I think as far as production goes, you know, we haven't missed a beat, especially we've been playing well as each game goes on towards the end of the season. So,
can you talk about how things kind of change with situation? You get the ball at the 13 at the end of the first half, appeared to be like going to go ahead and run out the clock, and then Joe gets the first down, and goes, you flip the switch to being aggressive, and then there's the
come up before the end of the first half?
Yeah. And then,
You know, they kept calling timeouts. We ended up stopping them because I'm sure they wanted to score that drive. But, I'm sure our initial plan was just to run the ball, to run the clock out. But, you know, Joe had a great run. And, you know, obviously we see ourselves in field goal position and start taking shots. And, that's the way you want to play. You want to be aggressive. You want to score all the points you can. And, I thought for the most part, you know, we're pretty close to scoring there, which I thought should have been a score. Just the way it goes.
And then at the end of the game, you start out aggressive, and then, like, you get a negative play, and then it turns into, all right, we'll go ahead and play for the punt and overtime and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's up to the coaches. Whatever that situation is, I'm there to do my job and block it how I got to block it. So, whatever the coaches decide, you know, that's what they get paid to do, not me. So.
You said you thought that one should have been a touchdown. Is that deflating for an offense at all when it's called the other way?
Not really. I mean, you can't let the officials dictate a game or how you play it. It is what it is. So, still got points out of it. So.